AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There's a push by scientists in Britain to reimpose coronavirus social restrictions and speed up booster vaccinations. Infection rates in Britain are the highest in Europe and keep rising. David King, head of the Climate Crisis Advisory Group, is also worried about a climate summit coming up in Scotland.
Not because they will bring disease into us, but because we are the country with a very high level of virus, and we will be passing it on to them, and then off they go back to their countries.
King worries the summit could become a viral factory. There is more jury selection in Georgia in the trial of three white men charged in the death of a black man, Ahmaud Arbery.
The prosecution and defense are asking potential jurors a slew of questions, including if they knew the defendants and could be impartial. 600 were summoned this week, another 400 on tap for next week. Assistant DA Linda Dunikowski let them know the trial could take time.
We anticipate that this case is going to take potentially up till Friday, November 19th. We hope it does not.
Greg McMichael, son Travis, and Roddy Bryant, who recorded the video of the shooting, are charged with murder. The McMichaels told police they thought Ahmaud Arbery was a burglar and acted in self-defense. Prosecutors say he was just jogging in the neighborhood. I'm Julie Walker.
Police in Alabama have charged a third person with capital murder in the killing of a 13-year-old boy who was hit by a bullet that entered his bedroom as he played on an iPad. Investigators believe shooters who drove by the home intended to target an older member of the boy's family. The Florida Highway Patrol says a motorcycle rider died on a highway after he was struck by a state trooper and then run over by a tractor trailer. Haiti's justice minister says a gang that kidnapped 17 members of an Ohio-based missionary group is demanding a $17 million ransom, $1 million for each of them. This is AP News. Apple is unveiling some new and bigger products. These aren't iPhones. Apple is focusing this time on laptops.
A 16-inch model. And for the first time, a compact yet immensely powerful 14-inch model.
These are the first upgrades to MacBook Pros in 5 years. Consumer tech analyst Ben Bajaran says it's about time.
Mac Pro users were like, what about us? You forgot about us. And now all of a sudden, Apple's delivering industry-leading performance and efficiency for their pro users with Mac.
Apple says the MacBooks have a longer battery life and a new and improved camera can now take 1080p video for better image quality.
This reassures that base that Apple's committed to this, that Apple's delivering on that vision, and I expect them to continue to keep their share.
The newer, thinner models use Apple's self-made M1 Pro and M1 Max chips, which the company says are faster than previous models using Intel chips. The new MacBook Pros will begin shipping next week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.